Psalms 119 tonight. Psalm 119. The psalmist David said, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. Well, that fits right with the song, doesn't it? Amen. And I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for this portion of Scripture. And I pray tonight, God, that you will help us as we endeavor to glean from this portion more truth tonight. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we could, I believe, plainly see in the Bible this morning that there are some things that we need to hate as God's people. And Lord, we need to hate them in our own lives. We need to hate them in the world. We need to hate them in the lives of others. Lord, we need to hate what God hates and love what God loves. I pray, Lord, tonight that you'll speak to our hearts and help us down the road a little further, Lord, tonight with this message. God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I didn't write in my notes. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. This will be the 16th section of these 8 verses in the book of Psalms. And the letter, it's hard for me to say it exactly the way they pronounce it, but something like that is how you would say it. And it's a circle, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. It kind of has a flat top on it, but it is a complete circle. I just want to back up. I'm not going to re-preach what I preached this morning, but I want to back up and give you a thought that came to my mind this morning after the service and then tonight sitting on the bench as well. I believe that if we could have met Adam and Eve the day that they buried Abel, they would have agreed with that message this morning. How many's with me? They got tricked in the Garden of Eden, right? And I believe you wouldn't even had to wait till that day. I believe when they were expelled from the garden and the angel of the Lord kept the way, and now when they try to grow some fruit, food, they've got weeds to contend with and thorns to contend with. Even when Eve was giving birth to her children, in pain, the way that the Bible said it would happen because of the curse of sin. I believe it wouldn't have been hard to get those folks to agree that there are some things that we as God's people need to hate. I thought about sitting on the bench tonight. I thought about Samson, how that he was so strong, how that he had the Bible said over and over, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. How that he was so strong that he could walk off with the gates of Gaza or Gaza, the bar and all, and carry them to a top of a hill that's before Hebron. I believe that Samson, Brother Rose, was sitting on the front bench this morning. I believe he'd have hollered, amen. Said, I wish to God I'd have hated what God hated. But instead of fooling around with Delilah the way that I did, instead of selling out the Spirit of God and the power of God on my life the way that I did, I believe if you could talk to Samson as he's down there in the meal house grinding with his eyes gouged out, doing the work of an ox or an animal, grinding the corn, just walking around day after day after day. I believe if you could have walked up alongside of Samson, and Samson could have listened to something like what went on here this morning, he'd have said, I wish to God I'd have hated what God hated. Amen. And love what God loved. He kept on messing around, didn't he? And he kept on messing around. And it got him in trouble. But I believe tonight, the Lord wants us to take on off in the message. We titled the message, One Man and His God. And we see in the first portion of the message, a man hating. That is this man, David. He said, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. That would bring me to the second point in the message, just the second part of the first verse. We see a man hating, but it doesn't just stop there. There needs to be a balance in our lives. And we see a man that's honoring the word of God. We see a man that honors God's word. I'll say some things tonight about this, and I believe it's important, but God will honor the man that honors his word. I believe God will honor the ministry that honors his word. I believe God will honor the church that honors his word. I believe God will honor the family that honors his word. Brother Johnny, I believe God will honor the youth group that honors his word. I believe that tonight with all of my heart. If we will honor God's word, listen to this. I don't know where I got this from. I was thinking about this last week. How many of you all remember the statement in the Bible that said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus? How many remembers that statement? I believe that's in, where is that? Is it in Philippians or Colossians? It's over somewhere in one of them epistles. It's a true statement. Let this mind be in you. And I wrote this down. If we will honor God's word, the mind of the master will become the master of our mind. Amen. Hallelujah. That'll keep us from thinking vain thoughts. Yeah. Amen. Amen. If we will honor God's word, the mind of the master will become the master of our mind. The Bible speaks about bringing every thought into captivity. I tell you, there's only one thing that's going to take hold over it, and that's this precious old book. We need to honor the word of God. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Listen to this little phrase. She shall bring thee to honor. The word of God will bring a person. Wisdom will bring a person to honor when thou dost embrace her. The word of God said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I believe tonight that we need to see not only a man that's hating, but a man that's honoring. He's honoring the word of God in his life. Let me give you this thirdly tonight. You say, preacher, you're going fast tonight. Well, that's what you get. That's a reward for staying with me till 12:30 this morning. Amen. Or this afternoon. Amen. I mean that. Amen. I appreciate you. I really do. There are not many people in this generation, Brother Ralph, that have sat still for an hour. Amen. It seems like some of y'all would just take another hour, amen, if we wanted to stay, because you just love Him. Love His Word, and we're so grateful for that. The second thing, or the third thing I see, the second thing tonight, I see not only a man hating and a man honoring, but I see a man hiding. Look in verse number 114, I'm sorry. He said, thou art my hiding place. How about that tonight? I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
Thou art my hiding place. We see a man hiding. And listen, that circle that I talked to you about a while ago in that letter, Samech, listen to what the Bible said in Psalm 32 and verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. We're hedged in when we're in Christ. Amen. When we're in Him. The Bible, I talked a little bit about Adam and Eve. I didn't even realize this was in my notes. I'd forgotten about this part. But I wrote these words down, Brother Larry. Adam and Eve, they tried to hide from God. But when a person gets saved, they're no longer hiding from God. They're hiding in God. Ain't that good? Christ! We can hide in Him. The Word of God said in Colossians 3:3, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. That's a good place to hide. Amen. In Christ. Listen to what Isaiah 32 and verse number 1 said. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place. This is none other than prophecy concerning the King of Kings. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Aren't you glad we have a hiding place tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ? We see a man that's honoring. We see a man that's hiding. The next thing we see tonight in the message, look at the second part of verse 114. We see a man that's hoping. He has some hope about him. He's believing God. The Bible said, thou art my hiding place and my shield. But then he said this, I hope in thy word. I'm going to tell you something tonight. That old song said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I'll tell you, the last time, I believe it was in 2012, I may have told you this story, but we had an election. And I thought there'd be no way on earth that after seeing 4 years, we'd want another 4 years. You can get mad at me if you want to, amen. But I tell you, I got up the next morning sick at my stomach. I wanted to pack it in and go to the house. I was to preach to a group of children that morning in a Christian school and then go preach in the prison. But everything in me just wanted to unplug that camper from the wall, roll the cord up, and head towards the house. I was so discouraged. You know what God's telling us tonight? Our hope's not in this election. Our hope is in the God of heaven. I tell you, there's a lot of things changing in this world, but thank God there's a throne in heaven where a God that never changes sits. But He's not going to change. He said, I am the Lord. I change not. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The Bible said in Psalm 146, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. That's where our hope's supposed to be tonight, in the Lord our God. All beloved friend, we see a man hoping. Now when this is the way the Lord spoke to my heart. When you have a man that's hating what he's supposed to hate and honoring what he's supposed to honor or loving what he's supposed to love, you have a man that's hiding in the right place. See, there's a whole lot of people hiding in the church. I'm going to tell you what, if that's the only place you're hid, you're going to be in trouble one day after a while. You're not going to stand before God and say, look on the roll down there, Bible Way. Oh, no, honey, that's not the book of counts. I'm all for church membership. But I tell you, if your name's not in the Lamb's book of life, you'll die without God. You must be born again. A lot of people hiding in the church. A lot of people hiding in religion. A whole lot of people don't go to church, but they've got religion. There was a day, beloved, when you could ask some, when people would say this and it meant something. They'd say, oh, so-and-so got religion. And that meant something. That what that meant was their life had completely changed. They had met the Master and the Master had saved them. But we're not living in that day now. A whole lot of people got religion. They don't have Christ. They're hiding in religion, hiding in the church, hiding in secular humanism. By the way, that atheist bunch, they're just hiding in atheism. And let me tell you something. One day after a while, God's going to pull the covers off all of it. And the only thing that's going to matter is whether our name is in that book, whether we've been born again, whether our sin is washed away in the blood of the Lamb, whether we're hid in Christ. That's the only thing that's going to matter. One day after a while, when you see a man hating, a man honoring, a man hoping, my friend, I believe with all of my heart, in a man hiding, you'll find that man's God holding. You'll find him holding that man. I want to dwell on that for a few minutes tonight. That circle, that letter, I think we said it was the 16th letter, didn't we? Samak. Well, you can kind of see it right there, can't you? Look in your Bible. Many of you had that little symbol, that Hebrew letter right there. And it's also got a little flat spot on the bottom of it, too. But it's a complete circle to surround or to support. We get a great deal of support just knowing that our God cares. See, our God listens. Our God speaks. Our God moves. Our God's alive. He's not dead. Elijah said it like this years ago on Mount Carmel. How long halt you between two opinions? If Baal be God, then serve him. But if God be God, then serve him. And I believe, listen tonight, times are running out. Better not get halted between two opinions. Better make up your mind. Listen, there's equality in our position in a circle. If we form a circle, everyone's the same distance from the center. I believe with all my heart that's important. There's some people tonight that might think, well, old so-and-so don't come from such a good part of town. I'm going to tell you what, God loves all the parts of town. God loves all the people in town. For God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son. We see he cares for us all, that he's no respecter of persons. Thou art my hiding place, Psalm 32 and verse number 7. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. There's two things I want to give you here tonight and we'll be done. Our God holding. Number one, he's upholding. He's holding up his children. I wonder where we'd be tonight. Brother Ralph, because of your testimony you've shared with me, wonder where you'd be tonight if he hadn't held you up. Many people in this auditorium have been through some intense storms. And I wonder where we'd be tonight if God hadn't held us up. I'm glad, listen, when a man will honor God, God will honor that man. We see God holding up his children. In verse number 116, he says, uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. We see God holding that man up. I don't know about you tonight. Well, just this afternoon, don't y'all tell Aubrey I told you this. Bailey, especially you. You back there, where you at, Bailey? She back there. She skipped on me tonight. I guess that was, no, I don't know if that's Kendall or Katie, who that is back there. Is that Katie back there? Okay, Katie, you better not tell Aubrey what I'm about to say. But you know what I did this afternoon? Aubrey's 15 years old. I got her in my lap and held her like I used to. Ain't as easy as it used to be. And I kissed her on the cheek. Why? Because I love her just as much as I did when she was a little baby. I think she getting to that age where I might have to kill somebody for long. And she certainly is not at an age where she just enjoys being in Papaw's lap. It lasted about 10 seconds. And I let her go. But if that ain't good enough, my baby daughter, I don't know how old she is now. You have to ask Miss Eve. But I just got her up in my lap and give her a kiss too. Amen. You say, preacher, you ain't got no sense. I got sense enough to know this. There have been times in my life when my Heavenly Father took me up in His lap. Yeah. Brother Randy, I couldn't hold on to Him if I wanted to. But He got a hold of me. He held me up. He kept me from going down under the pressure. He kept me from going down under the situation that I was in. That's the Father that I serve. I don't know about you tonight. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place. But isn't it good every once in a while just to have a little heaven on earth? Just to know that He's got us. He'll hold us. He'll never turn us loose. He'll never drop us. Isn't that a blessing? He upholds. Uphold me. God is holding up. In verse 117, He said, hold thou me up and I shall be safe. Isn't that good? I will have respect unto thy statutes completely. Psalm 17:5 said, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. Y'all remember me talking about the trestle, I think, Wednesday night. I'm not saying this to put my brother down, because on the inside I was in the same position. I scared to death. But it affected him on the outside. Dad took off walking across that trestle. Them big gaps between them things. And even as a kid, I'm telling you, I'm confessing my faults. I was so full of pride. I believe it choked a devil. I had enough pride. And I wasn't going to do nothing but do what my daddy was doing. I was scared to death. I was trembling. But I was going to make it or die. We turned around and looked, and there come my brother, and he was down on his hands and knees. Now that's where I was on the inside. Scared to death, down on my hands and knees. But I'm going to tell you something right now. In my Christian experience, I faced some uncertainties that had me down on my hands and knees. Where I felt like I couldn't walk. And I sure couldn't run. But I can look back now and say, I know how I made it. Somebody was carrying me. I don't know about you tonight. But you think that railroad trestle's dangerous? How many believe we're living in a dangerous world? We need somebody to hold us up. We need somebody to hold our youngins up when they go to school. We need somebody to hold our church up. We need somebody to hold our community up. We need somebody to hold our country up. That somebody's the God of heaven. Hold thou me up. In Ecclesiastes 4:10. Now, wait a minute. Listen to me. I'm going somewhere with this. talks about two are better than one over in the book of Ecclesiastes. It said, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Let me read that again. Ecclesiastes, this is talking about horizontal vision now. The people around us. It says, if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. You say, preacher, I don't know how that even fits. Let me just give it to you like God gave it to me. We're never alone. When you get saved and you're in Christ, you'll never be alone again in your life. There may not be a man there to hold us up or to lift us up, but I tell you, the Son of God is there to hold us up and to lift us up. Bless his name. When a man is honoring God, God will hold that man up. So I see God holding up his children. Let me give you this. In verse 115 here, look at it with me. He said, depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. I'm closing with this tonight. Not only will God hold up his children, but God will hold back the enemy. Stay with me tonight. I'm not going to go and read the whole text, but Jesus, you remember years ago, being full of the Holy Ghost, he went out into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You all remember the story. He was out there 40 days. And after 40 days, he was hungry. And old Slewfoot, he come along and he appealed to the lust of the eyes. He appealed to the lust of the flesh. He appealed to the pride of life. You remember that? By the way, I believe that's exactly Hollywood. That's an abomination, some of the stuff that comes out of Hollywood. Our Lord never looked at a woman and lusted after her. When the Bible said he was tempted in all points like as we are, right there they are, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's exactly what our Lord endured out there in that wilderness with the devil. But what did he say? Three different occasions. It is written. Now listen to me carefully. He said, preacher, I don't know why you'd make much out of that. Well, now Jesus was Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what Jesus did. He honored the Word of God. And I tell you what the Bible said when you get down to the end of the story there. The Bible said, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Our Lord honored the Word of God, and the God of heaven honored our Lord and held back the enemy. I believe the enemy was after him even in the garden. When the Bible talked about that agony, his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood. Honey, I'm telling you, Jesus was in bad shape physically in the garden of Gethsemane. And if the devil could have killed him there, then the prophecies of our Lord would have been untrue. He would have had the victory. Because Jesus was to die on Calvary. He was to die on an old rugged cross. The Bible tells us here, thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I'll tell you tonight, I believe that God not only holds us up. Brother Brian, you mentioned it in Sunday school this morning, how that Many times when there's a hiccup, so to speak, in our schedule, that it could be that God is protecting us from something. But I believe one of the reasons we're going to shout all over Hallelujah Boulevard is because we're going to know then things that we do not know now. How that our God held us up, and how that our God held back the enemy that wanted to come in like a flood and to destroy our very lives. I don't know about you tonight. I'm just one man. But I'm glad that's not the end of the story. There's one man and his God. I pray tonight that we could glean something from these 8 verses of Scripture that make us want to go on through another trial, go on with God another mile. Just go on and be faithful. I know there are times when God uses human instruments to lift us up. But there's times in our lives, Brother Larry, when there's no human being living can do what needs to be done in our lives. But thank God He can, and He will, and He does. If we'll dishonor God, I believe God will honor us. If we'll honor His Word, hate what He hates, love what He loves. If we'll make sure that we're hiding in Him, make sure that our hope is in His Word, in the God of heaven, then that God, that same God, will hold us up as we go forward. We can't have many more miles to go. Surely, just a little while, and He that shall come, and will not tarry. May God not only find faith when He comes, but may He find someone that's faithful when He comes. I was cleaning up my desk the other day. I told Brother Houston I'd been cleaning up my pig pen. I mean, I let it get in a mess. It'd probably been 6 months since I touched it. And so, once in a while, you get right ashamed, Brother Gale, and you got to do something. Amen. Amen. But I ran across that poem entitled Faithful Fred. And I read it again, and it blessed my heart again. That man left a mark in my life. He, as well as many others, left a mark in my life. May God help us to be faithful. Wouldn't it be good, Sister Helen, if me and you has to leave this world, that maybe some of our children or grandchildren would come by and say, Mama or Papa or Mom or Dad was faithful. We're faithful. We stayed by the stuff. Amen. They weren't for sale, Brother Johnny. They weren't for sale. I'm just glad you come tonight. Appreciate you coming. I really do. I pray that these verses will just find a lodging place. How many of you will go home and pray that God will light another fire? Will you do that? Because I'm preaching to the kids over at Cedar View in the morning. And right now I have no idea what I'm preaching, but it'll be all right. Miss Eve reminded me that some of them kids go to this church. You know what she was saying, don't you? She was saying, Pete and repeat ain't going to work, Pastor. Amen. But pray that I want to, if it be God's will, I want to go through each section in Psalm 119. If it be God's will, I don't want to just stay there for the sake of staying there. And I'm smart enough. I have enough wisdom to know this. And he don't light a fire there. Wherever he lights a fire, that's where I'm going. I'm running to the fire. But I would like God being my helper. I would like to just plow this field out while we're in it. Amen. I may pray to that end. Amen. God's will be done. Appreciate you coming. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. Precious, precious people. Many of them tonight, Lord, have been through many, many battles, many trials. Lord, some of us with our children. Lord, I just pray, hold us up, our Lord. Hold back the enemy. I pray, God, you'd help us to honor your word. Help us to hope in your word. Help us, our Father, that we might hide in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, I pray you'd help us, please help us to hate those things which you hate. Love those things which you love. Lord, I know tonight that your word will not return void. I pray you'd use it to speak to our hearts. Bless your precious people this evening.